Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Great. Thank you very much. Do give them a round of applause. Let me lead us in a prayer. Thank you that Jesus was and is in charge. Help us to know that. Amen. Now, I believe at the moment we've got some hot cross buns coming round. So if the children would like to come and grab them, they'll be sort of around at each of around at the corners. So for children, young people, and any other grown-ups, I think they'll come round in a moment. We have got gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegan. But we've seen that just as they're coming round, we've seen the story of Good Friday and of Jesus dying on a cross. And I've got one question for us, is that, as we've sung, Jesus is the King. My question is he your King? Is he your King? Now, when I talk to grown-ups about Good Friday, often there's a bit of a confusion. Like, how should I feel about Good Friday? Should I feel sad or happy? Is this a sad story because Jesus died? Is this a happy story because Jesus died to save us? Should I feel happy or sad? Well, the thief, the criminal on the cross, the one who told the others off, in our story, he understands the Good Friday story in a way that us grown-ups, we can often miss. Let me read you again those lines taken from the children's Bible. Here's what the criminal said. The criminal stopped the other one and said, "You should fear God. You're getting the same punishment as he is. We are punished justly. We should die. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then the criminal said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He understands two really big things. He understands that Jesus is the real King. In Good Friday, it looked like Jesus wasn't in charge. But actually, Jesus was in charge the whole time. Jesus, the real King. Now, in our lives, we have people in charge, don't we? We start life, we have our parents, we have our teachers, we have our police, we have all sorts of people in charge in our lives. But Jesus is the one who's in charge of everything. And the amazing thing I find about Jesus is that he is so different from any other king. Because you look at history, kings can often be quite bossy and quite selfish. Not Jesus, the one who suffered. There's no one like him. And a number of us who went away for the youth weekend away, we looked at a video called "That's My King." You can look it up when you get home. "That's My King" by this preacher called S.M. Lockridge. And he says, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. I wonder if you know him. That's my King. And in this story, God wants us not to miss that Jesus is the King. It's everywhere in the story. He wears a crown. Jesus wears a robe. There's a sign saying he's the King of the Jews. Jesus says he's the King. And even grown-ups, we miss that today, don't we? Sometimes we think, oh, well, Jesus, he was just a good teacher, and it was quite sad that he got killed. Missing that Jesus is the King. But the thief understood it. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He understood it. So what about us? Do we understand that Jesus is the real king? The second thing he got is that Jesus is the rescue king. Jesus is the real king. Jesus is the rescue king. People shouted at Jesus, "He saved others. Let him save himself." But do you know what? Jesus stayed on that cross. He didn't save himself. He did it so that he could save others. That's what the cross is all about. He died that we could be forgiven, so that anyone who trusts in him could find forgiveness. Just as that thief said, "Remember me. Remember me." As one who trusted that Jesus could rescue him. I wonder if we've done that. If we've ever asked Jesus, "Remember me." That is a prayer that Jesus loves to answer. Remember me. Is he your king? It was brilliant. Those of us here last Sunday morning, as we had 10 people baptized, people saying, "Jesus has rescued me." We're just ordinary people here at Emmanuel with extraordinary Jesus. Maybe you'd like to find out more. We'd love to chat with you about that. Do come and talk to the team afterwards. Come back this Sunday. Come and see what happens next in the story after Jesus dies. It's amazing. And maybe for those of us who come with others, maybe talk to the person who you came with. You know, what's this best thing about this Jesus? What's the best thing about this Jesus? So let me leave us with what the thief understood that so many of us miss. Jesus, the real king. Jesus, the rescue king. Is he your king? Let me say a prayer. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he did not save himself, but he saved others. Thank you that he was the real king. Thank you that he is in charge. Help us to trust him. Amen. Right, Charlotte and family are going to continue to lead us in prayer.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.